Yeah, yeah, we're here. Second hour, WISN Remodeling Show. Christopher Whitman from Callan is in studio. We were just talking, just yapping, talking about St. Patrick's Day. I can't do an Irish accent.
I try, and like we were saying offline, it sounds like a totally tired, different language of some sort.
I was told to just stop. You know, my kid, just stop, Dad. You can't do it. I was recording a commercial. This is how it came up for Callan Construction. I think our listeners know him or maybe heard my voice. I've got a long relationship with your company going back to Brothers Callan, Phil and Tom started Callan Construction. I want to be right here. 36 years ago.
36, yeah, coming up in April of this year. April 29th.
That's amazing.
It is.
Your name, when you talk about area remodelers, not just award-winning and involved in NARE being on the board, ethics committee, but Tom's work, Phil's work, and has expanded and grown. You've got the showroom in the Sendix Town Center, right at Brookfield and Capitol Drive, that big town center. Callan's got a great showroom there, but your big one. And you do all the interior work, kitchens and bathrooms, but you today are going to talk about windows and doors and a patio door sale. Wait, yes. Do I have to say that with an Irish accent?
Patio door sale, I guess.
That was
works.
Good.
Does that work?
Yes. Yeah.
Patio door.
I'm not even going to try it. I'm just going to make you do it. More importantly, there is a sale going on.
There is.
And we'll talk about that at the beginning here of the show. Back to your big showroom. It's at 131st and Janesville Road in Muskego. In Muskego is where Callan kind of did an addition and added on years ago. And they've got kitchens on display, different vignettes. Most of your boardrooms, conference rooms, management, administrative work is done out of that location. Your website, callcallen.com. Callan is spelled C-A-L-L-E-N. Check out callcallen.com. That's the website. All right, now let's launch into patio door sale.
Blarney, I don't know.
I got to look it up. So we're coming up on, and talk about the sale details. And then St. Patrick's Day, of course, is on March 16th, right? No, March 17th.
17th.
It's the 17th.
I hate to say it. I didn't even look it up.
It's March 17th. I should know this. Thursday, March 17th, when everybody gets up and drinks green beer at 6 a.m. down on Water Street. Man, I couldn't do that.
I can't do it anymore. I had 3 beers last night from a span of maybe 5 p.m. till 9-ish, and that was enough for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no, that's good.
The older you get.
Can't do it anymore. I used to do it within an hour, but now,
oh,
no.
Yeah. Those were the days. The March 17th day is not only St. Patrick's Day. What'd you say, Spencer, the beginning of the NCAA tournament? March Madness begins. Ooh, I like March Madness. From a guy that doesn't watch, I don't watch a lot of college ball enough, but I really like the tournament. It's just fun. Tell us the details of the sale, Christopher.
So right now the offer is $750 off each patio door and $250 off each window. There's no minimums or maximums or anything like that. And we do have some specials going on as well with our entry doors and storm doors too. So, you know, if you need to have the patio door and a couple windows replaced, and maybe you're thinking about that entry door, that storm door as well. Yep. Yeah, we could, you know, definitely put it all together and give you a great deal on that. So
this sale is currently in effect.
Correct.
Right now. Ends when?
Good question. Actually, I believe it's through the end of the month here.
Come on, Blarney boy.
Right? Yeah. So, let's just say through the end of the month here, I believe.
I think it is the month of March.
It is, yeah.
We'll go with that. And if Christy, your marketing guru, is listening, she'll call us and correct us, right? What a great sale. $750 off patio doors. $250, did you say off each window, Christopher?
$250 off each window.
Each window.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really excellent sale for the month of March. Now, okay, let's talk about this. We address it in every hour of the remodeling show. I don't care what you're doing or what you're ordering. It might take longer than normal, okay? So what are you telling customers right now when they order product?
We're seeing more so it's a combination of the manufacturing's backlog and our backlog as well. So on average, we're probably about 4 to 5 months out with most window and patio door jobs. And that's actually pretty good. Oh, by the way, so the sale is going on now through March 31st. So we were correct in that.
You know? Oh, thank God.
I was trying to actually click on our website here. I was like, where is it?
I was waiting for a text. You idiot. It ends on St. Pat. No, it's the whole month.
Better give up your beer, green beer drinking and come on in.
That's right.
No. Yeah. So what were we saying? Lead times right now, we're factoring about 4 to 5 months, but a lot of that's improving, you know, I mean, especially on Marvin's side, because, you know, kind of keep in mind that Marvin's a, you know, in the United States, a lot of their products they get, you know, they build the windows in-house, you know, all the
in
fiberglass.
In Minnesota, right?
In Minnesota,
Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, you got that accent down.
Well,
you
know, see, I'm born and raised in Wisconsin.
What if you're Irish in Minnesota? That would be.
Minnesota? Again, just stop
give
me.
It up, yeah.
Yeah, give it up. But because they're built out. I will say locally, very close to Wisconsin, the Marvin factory in Minnesota is less of a wait. Is that your point?
It is, yeah. I mean, they saw a huge number of window orders coming through all last year. I mean, last year was absolutely a record year, you know, for a lot of people, a lot of companies like us and everything. So, but they've been improving on that. They're you know, getting more people in to help work there and get the windows and doors built and everything. So they have definitely improved on that. And again, our backlog too is, I mean, we're just swamped. But, you know, again, you factor about 4 to 5 months. That puts us into the June-ish time frame. Is this March, April, May, June, July? Yeah, July, August, maybe at the latest.
And Callan, again, I do want to emphasize, Christopher, you're the guru of windows and doors and in the sales side of things, right? But Callan does kitchens and baths and lower levels and all kinds of remodeling. So you'll see that at callcallan.com. And listeners are probably getting sick of me talking about the supply chain crisis. I'm going to keep talking about it until it's over, because you need to know if you're going to order something, you need to plan and build in that extra time.
It's a real thing. It really is a real
and
thing.
And not just windows. It could be a car. Look at the cars right now. You get my neighbor ordered a Tesla now over 2 years. Over 2 years he's been waiting,
I believe,
for
it.
The truck.
Truck. A lot of metal products, aluminum. Aluminum. There seems to be, you know, backlog on aluminum products and everything too, being shipped in and everything as well. So, you know, we're starting to see sometimes where products are coming in without screens for a few weeks because they're trying to get those, you know, made. You know, a lot of the aluminum. Storm doors and storm windows and such, you know, there's a little bit of a delay on that. So
screens come with every window, Christopher, right?
It does. Yeah. They come with every window. So just again, you know, kind of just planning ahead that with the aluminum shortage right now, you definitely want to plan ahead with that and make sure it, you know, so if you want those windows in, you know, for the summer, or if you want them in for this following winter, get on board with it now, because again, you know, 4 to 5 months out. Granted, it's going to be great weather installing them, but.
Well, summers in Wisconsin go way too quick.
They do.
I'm getting better at liking spring. Like today, we'll get a taste of it with 60. I like that. And you can do things. You can walk. As long as I'm not walking on ice or snow and I don't have a 20-degree, you know, wind blowing in my face, I'm okay with it. I like it. And then summer goes really fast. Fall's a great season. As I age, I just don't like winter anymore.
It's the cold. It's the cold. We don't like the cold.
Cold toes.
Yeah.
You know, in my new car, everything I could get heated, I did. Is the steering wheel heated? Yep, check. Seat, check. Do you get toe warmers down there in the pedals?
I was just thinking that. Do you have you got your heater down there, I guess. You know,
you got your heater down there. The next thing would be, if you can put it in a steering wheel, put that. Hey, we can do it in floors. Callan did that to my bathroom.
We can do that, yeah. Heating floors.
With electric mats, not hydronic water heat anymore. It's very affordable, and it's really cool.
It is.
You would love it.
It's something, you know, I'm waking up in the morning, and you got the cold toes and everything. You walk in there, it's like, it just feels really good.
And that air radiates up. It rises up. So your bathroom, you could put it in your kitchen, too, and not just the bathroom. But, yeah, you're seeing more and more cars, homes, doing all of that. Christopher, we got a lot to talk about. Let's give out the phone number at Callan with two showrooms in town. 414-529-5509 is the one number to call Callan. That's just the number to call. 414-529-5509. The website, callcallan.com. Monday through Friday, showrooms are both open.
Correct, yeah. So 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Saturdays, our Muskego location's open. call ahead in regards to our Brookfield location. By appointment only right now.
But the big one's open today?
Today, yeah, from 9 to 2.
9 to 2, 131st and Janesville Road. That's a great showroom. Look, come in the lobby, take a left, and you'll walk by kitchen after kitchen after kitchen. Then you're in the back, and just look at the white kitchen. You'll know it when you see it.
And
very
bright. And we're actually doing some renovations in the showroom right now. We have been updating some things. We've been updating, you know, some windows and door sections. We actually took down this big display, you know, showing some siding products. Because right now we've put a hold on siding.
Oh, you almost had like a facade of a house in there, right?
We still have it. Yeah, oh. You know, so it'll basically everything that Callen, you know, does or did, you know, it's in the showroom there. But yeah, we took down siding because, like I said, you know, we have been so busy with the windows and doors. I mean, I tell you, you know, the number of units that people are buying, specifically the Infinity from Marvin,
that's
fiberglass.
That's
window.
The product you. Now, are there other products, if I ask, or do you stick with Infinity?
We really like to stick with Infinity. You know, we have experience with wood windows. We have experience with the vinyl windows. We have experience with the composite and the polymer products that are out there and everything. You know, so we've kind of, you know, gone through all those, and all the windows out there are great. But, you know, we've had the most success with the fiberglass windows through Marvin Infinity. And so we really want to lead in with that because, you know, reality is this, you know, if you have existing wood windows, they're deteriorating and they're rotting and you have issues of condensation and everything, you know, the fiberglass is going to take care of that. You know, you can get a wood look appearance with the Everwood. We can stain it and everything and then, you know, make it look like it was all part of your house.
And that wood, simulated wood, it's stained. It's stained. So it looks like wood. It's not. It's fiberglass, but you don't have to go with that. You can choose a color.
You can, yeah. And it can be any color that you need. So, you know, unlike some of the vinyl products that are out there that have, you know, more, maybe 4 to 5 or 6 different stained colors. And of course, they'll say they're pre-stained. Well, really what it is, it's like a contact paper or big, you know, like a big adhesive sticker that they put out over the vinyl to make it look like wood grain. It's nice. You know, it has a tendency to peel off. It has a tendency to fade and discolor. And there's really no good way to refinish that. I mean, it just kind of is what it is. The beauty of the fiberglass window is that we can custom stain it and we clear coat it. We can match the existing trim that you have in the house. It doesn't fade. It doesn't, you know, change color or anything. It doesn't peel off. I mean, it looks like a real wood window. I mean, stop in our showroom. And, you know, we have those two windows kind of towards the back.
I always watch people. I've been to your showrooms for many different events, too. When they look at it, they kind of approach it, like, slowly. And then they touch it.
They tap it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this wood?
They'll tap it. Yeah. And yeah, when I explain to them, they'll ask, well, what part of this is fiberglass? What part of that is wood? And that's great. I want that question. And I'll show them. But the nice thing about it is that, you know, we still do use real wood trim around the perimeter of the wood of the window. You know, so if we are replacing the window, replacing the trim work and the jams and the sill and all that stuff, that's always going to be real wood, you know, whether it's pine or oak, depending mm-hmm. on what you have in the house. But then the rest of the window is going to be fiberglass. And again, if you choose the option with the Everwood interior and then we stain everything together, it gives you that nice traditional wood window appearance without the traditional issues of wood windows. Like the condensation, you know, getting into the fibers and degradation and the mold and mildew and everything like that.
When you tap it, you will get it's fiberglass, remember. I am holding my Yeti coffee mug that says on one side, Callen. On the other side, do you have yours?
I have one specifically from Marvin, the Yeti, but it doesn't have what you have.
Mine says 8 times stronger. It's actually a website, 8timesstronger.com, referring to fiberglass. Fiberglass is 8 times stronger than vinyl.
It is. And what that means is that, you know, so why do you want a strong window? So let's think about this. So
it's like, why do I want a strong boat? Right? Think about fiberglass products, what they're all used in.
Correct. Cars. Yeah. Cars, bridge building components. I mean, when they did the Marquette Interchange, they use a lot of fiberglass in the concrete, in some of the light fixtures. You know, they make the light poles, you know, that they actually, you know, kind of go over,
yeah.
extend over streets and everything. Believe it or not, those are fiberglass. They look like aluminum.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be metal or some sort of
they're
steel.
They're fiberglass.
That's fiberglass.
So that right there shows what the strength portion is. You know, if you really think about it, that window is secured into the opening of your home. And our houses expand and contract and move around. I mean, just a few weeks ago when we had that freezing rain, I don't know if you remember that, we had the freezing rain.
I was actually in Nashville, sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, while you're in Nashville.
I heard about it. I heard it was really bad.
It was, yeah. I mean, it coated our driveways. I mean, it made for a very slippery day. They were closing schools and offices and everything. But, you know, what was happening is that, you know, all of our homes got that freezing rain on there. And then it got super cold. And I can't tell you how many times I heard popping. And, I mean, these booms inside the house, you know, everything.
Was that wood?
I mean, it's just a frame. And that's just your house.
It's
just
shifting.
You know, it shifts. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty normal. You know, when you have that much of a temperature shift within your house, yeah, you're going to hear those creaking and everything. But that right there shows that the house is expanding and contracting. Well, if you have that window in there that's also expanding and contracting, that tends to push and pull on the glass seals. That tends to push and pull on a weather stripping.
That's why the installation of the window, your crews that install, man, they do at Cal, and you install everything, has to be critical, and they kind of plan for that shifting with the shimming of that window and the install of it, right?
They do, yeah. So installation is key, but the rest of it all has to do with the window itself, you know. And so, you know, we're going to talk what we talk about tensile strength. You know, tensile strength is that if I give you, if I give you like a rod or something like that, and you pull and I pull, that's tensile strength. It's got a higher tensile strength than steel, 8 times stronger than vinyl, 3 to 4 times stronger than a wood or like a wood vinyl type of composite, like a Fibrex type of material. So that strength is what ensures that that performance is retained throughout all seasons. Wow. It ensures that that seal is retained as well, so you don't have the cloudiness in between the glass. It ensures that that window opens and closes nice. It ensures that the weather stripping stays put, all that stuff. Everything has to do with that. That's what that 8 times stronger means.
And you can tell when you go to a showroom and open a window, a double hung. Okay, it slides up and down. Crank out the casement windows. Play around with the patio door sill, which is the sale on right now at Callen. Play with that patio door. You'll know the difference between fiberglass and vinyl instantly. 8 times stronger than vinyl, and you can tell. It's just a great product, that Marvin window, which I just happen to have in my house. In my house? So I was trying to do the Irish accent. I noticed one thing. At the end, they're up talkers. They're up talkers? That's the only part I picked up. Is that they go up at the end instead of just ending the sentence. That being said, I can't do it.
Yeah, we'll just...
Because the commercial said, use your best Irish voice. Not going to happen.
Well, you know, living here in the Midwest, you know, of course, we don't have an accent.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, don't you know? Oop. Just watch the Manitowoc Minute. We need to laugh at ourselves, right? We need to have fun with that. Don't be insulted. Just embrace it. You're from here, born and raised here, Christopher.
Yeah, 48 years on this in this state, so it's good.
Hey, if you live in Jersey, you're going to have a different accent. I was just down in Nashville, y'all. In Nashville, everything's y'all. So wherever you grew up, that's your accent. Embrace it. So what, right? We'll come right back with Callen. A fantastic patio door sale happening right now. And you'll get money off windows and patio doors the month of March. It is the month of St. Patrick's Day, of course. Callen Construction, Christopher Whitman, my guest. WISN's Remodeling Show. I'm your host, Paul Kronforst. We'll be right back. Well done, Spencer, my man. Little Blarney. I know it's not St. Patrick's Day yet, but with Callen Construction, there is a patio door sale going on, and I will stop my horrible Irish accent. You did it pretty good, Christopher.
I try. If you're to go onto our Facebook page, you'll see a picture of me with the hat on there.
I did see that.
Pretty ridiculous, but hey, that's how I roll.
You do what you do. See, I'm trying to do it, and it's just not working out. I just saw an Irish movie, and they were all, and then Pierce Brosnan, who doesn't, what is Pierce Brosnan, English? No, he's an American actor, right? The old James Bond for a while. He's in it, and he's in the IRA, the Army, but now he's in the government. Anyway, it's a good movie. It's called The Foreigner, and if you've ever seen it, yeah. Oh, he is Irish. Okay, well, that's why he did it really good then. That makes sense, Spencer. So I was trying to pay attention to that because I wanted to do this Callan commercial in my best Irish voice. And then I just told the guys here, I can't do it. And they said, you don't have to. We're kind of joking anyway, Paul. We don't want you sounding like a moron on our commercials.
But you had to put the leprechaun suit on.
I did not have to do that. You did that. You did the hat. Now, how do I find you on this picture? Facebook?
Yeah, it's just on the Callan Facebook page. You know, just go to,
Facebook, yeah, just, and type in C-A-L-L-E-N. Yep.
Yeah. Callan. Well, yeah, you'll see my happy mug there with the, Callan hat on.
Oh, so. I made some comments, I think. You were a good sport about it, Christopher. This sale is no joke, however, as we turn to serious side of things. Make sure you take advantage. It ends at the end of March. This patio door sale is more than a patio door. It's P-A-T-T-Y. Get it? Patio door sale. It's $250 off each window. Each window. And the patio doors themselves, Christopher, that's $750 off, right?
Correct. And in addition to that, we are also offering 12-month no-interest financing. So that is a nice addition. So price doesn't change. You know, you still get the discounts on there. And then if you'd like to take advantage of the 12-month financing, we have that in addition. So it's a great package all around.
Christopher, I want to give kudos to you a little bit here. We've known each other for many, many years. Your role at Callan now is you've moved into kind of a sales, but a senior sales kind of position. But that being said, you are not just a certified remodeler. That's a CR designation. You're the next level up. What's that called?
That is Master Certified Remodeler.
Which means when you're tested on that, and this is one of those grueling, like, 8-hour all day things, right?
It's actually, so when I became a certified remodeler, yeah, there was quite a bit of study. You know, there's the study groups. I mean, it was basically all aspects of pretty much like running a construction company, if you really think about it.
I mean, you got to know electrical, plumbing.
Everything. Yeah,
everything.
Electrical, plumbing, you know, masonry. You know, I mean, you don't have to learn it. You know, you have to be a master at everything, right. But you have to at least know enough, you know, to be able to talk intelligently. you know, but yeah, all aspects of that. And that was probably one of the hardest tests I'd ever taken. And then 10 years later, I was actually ready to become Master Certified Remodeler. So with that, and this is all through NARI. So it's great that NARI offers these programs to the industry and allows people like us to be better in what we do.
You're a member at Callan, N-A-R-I, National Association of the Remodeling Industry. So it's a national organization, but Milwaukee's got the largest chapter.
It is, yeah, for sure. And with that, the testing, so I had to also go through another course, and I actually chose a Certified Remodeling Project Manager course for that. And very enlightening, you know what I mean? So not only is it from... Do I have the sales background with everything, but also, you know, kind of the project management background. So I can kind of, you know, help homeowners, kind of guide them through the process and help them understand exactly what happens when our carpenters are out there and, you know, they're performing the work and what to expect, you know, with, you know, the takeout of the windows and doors and, you know, installation of new doors and a cleanup and any obstacles, you know, that sometimes we see. And you know, it's no issue, but just to help, you know, people guide them through that. Because, you know, if you haven't experienced this before, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, a lot of homeowners don't want to have to, they don't even start the job because they're afraid of what's going to come up, you know, next. It's kind of like going to a doctor. You know, you don't want to go to a doctor because, you know, there might be some bad news.
It's the fear of hearing the results.
It is, yeah.
Which is normal. I just had my annual physical. It's funny you mentioned this 2 days ago. And they do blood work and they do the urinalysis. And, you know, I'm 55, so the PSA levels. And yeah, that's the whole point, to catch it.
Before it becomes an issue. For sure.
Or let's say you do have cancer, prostate cancer, something like that. Get it early so that you can treat it. If you don't see a doctor for many years, it could be going on and you don't have any clue.
And you know, all kidding aside, that could be, you know, same thing with our homes. You know, if you don't know exactly what's going on, if you start to see some deterioration, believe it or not, that deterioration on those windows or doors or what have you could have been causing other issues within the walls for the last few years. And those are things that we can address, that we can take care of, that we can make, you know, good. You know, we make the best recommendations, you know, for window installations. So we don't, you know, in other words, we don't sell the installation just one way. You know, so a lot of companies out there will do windows as just as a replacement or like what they call an insert or maybe like a pocket replacement. And that's fine if that house and that opening qualifies for that and everything. But, you know, we look at it more so as a what's going to be the best outcome for this project. And if that, you know, requires us to do insert, or if it requires us to do a full frame, that is what's going to be the best remedy for your home.
I'll bring up an example. I'm sure people can relate to this. What Callan did at my house. So I've got a front door, and above the front door is a large window. A large window that's got kind of the rounded top, right? But it's not a small window. It's very large. It goes up the whole second story. And it was to be replaced. The seal broke. It was awful. Christopher, I don't know if you saw the before and after. Oh, my goodness. The after looks great. The before, it was a seal failure. So I had that milky looking, like, God, I want to clean this like a headlight in a car, but it's not coming off. So Callan comes out. First, you do the demo work. You got to take out the old. And they discover, and they call me up on a ladder. And then they said, well, wait, we're going to take pictures of this and show you on a phone. And your crew came down and showed me the cavity between the door. And this is why a seal failure is a big deal. For years and years, rain and ice melting after winter must have just fallen down to that cavity, right? So above my front door is that wood, which is now rotted wood, and all the insulation, which is just ruined by all that rain for I don't know how many years. That was building up, and I didn't even know it. The red flag, the symptom to me was, oh, that glass looks foggy. I better call Callan. The same thing with anything. Maybe you see a little black on the wall. That could be mold. Who knows what's behind the wall? So how long and how bad was it? In my case, so bad that Callan said, we got to replace the wood, Paul, and then we're going to pack new insulation in here. Why? I was thrilled. It was like a new wall system now.
Doesn't that make you feel better, though? I mean, you can sleep at night knowing that it was taken care of 100%, that we addressed all the issues that were lurking around there.
Not just put in the new glass and leave that.
Right.
You leave the rotted wood in there. No. Fill that void of insulation. Now, I mean, there's no draft. It's warm. What a difference. And that's a big window. That was a big source of, I think, air coming in. And in summer, my AC going out.
Going out, yeah. And you know, again, those are all things that Callan as a company does. You know, we have a great crew of salespeople. They're very knowledgeable. They come out to the house. They take a look. I mean, it's not just, we don't want to just go in and just sell a window or sell a door. You know, we wanted to ensure that, number one, we know what's happening inside the house. You know, we're going to ask you, you know, some questions related to it. We want to kind of get down to what's really happening around there. And then we can kind of go in with, you know, and prescribe that solution for you, and, you know, talk about if we have to replace the inside trim and the jam and the exterior casing, everything like that, and re-insulate around there. Yes, those are all things that we typically have to do in order to ensure that you don't have any additional air infiltration, or like you were talking about, moisture issues.
Why put a new window in to a bad wall system that's deteriorating and is wet and rotted? I mean, if you just think through that process, that's where remodeling is kind of fun and exciting, because you never quite know what you're going to find.
It's fun and exciting, but it's also just, you know, sometimes it's like head in your hand. You know, you just,
well, the homeowner doesn't want to hear news like, you know, you got to come take a look at this, Paul. I don't want to hear it, but I do want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what's wrong so that it can be fixed.
So a personal story is that we are currently remodeling our lower level at our home. And we have some plumbing issues that we needed to correct. And of course, you know, they come out there and they scope the the pipe, and they say, hey, this is all blocked up and everything. And then they do what they call a jetting, which they put this jetting through, and they clean the pipes and everything.
Is that like a Roto-Rooter kind of thing?
It is, but like, even more so.
On steroids,
yeah. And, you know, they showed me, you know, after they cleaned it out, and they showed me the scope, and, you know, they went in the pipe, and they showed me that, hey, you know, part of the pipe was actually broken. Well, that's right underneath my my basement floor. So that means I have to actually have them, you know, cut the floor and have them
jackhammer.
Yeah, do concrete. All that stuff to fix it. And, of course, I, you know, again, that's news that you don't want to hear.
No.
But in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, look, you know, I'm going to be putting down a, you know, nice wall system. I'm going to be putting down nice flooring down there. We're going to have, you know, nice lights and everything. It's going to be a really good time down there.
You're looking at the end game.
We are.
Because the big picture.
I need to have that done before we move on to the next thing. And, of course, you know, I don't want to spend the extra money and the extra time and all that stuff, but it is what it is. You know, I'm going to feel good afterwards. The money part's going to go away. You know, what's going to really retain is knowing that it was done correctly.
This is your lower level, right? Your basement floor?
Yeah, our basement.
And that's finished off, the basement?
It's going to be, yeah. So I mean, right now, I mean, they you know,
oh,
previous
thank
owners,
God, think about it. Had it all been finished off?
The previous owners did start to do it. You know, so I'll keep this quick. They started to frame it out. They started to do this work. I came in when we bought the house, and I said, there's things I'm seeing that my spidey senses are tingling, and I want this change. I want to do this different. So I said, you know, don't do any more. I'll take care of the rest. And yeah, that's what we've been doing, is improving on that.
You know, that is actually really good advice too. The next show, the real estate show, talks about when you sell your house. Oh, should I get all new countertops and should I do all this? Sometimes the answer is yes, it's case by case. But sometimes the new owner, like you, Christopher, comes in and you want to do it the way you want to do it, because you've got different tastes.
We took down 95% of the framing they put down there because, I mean, with the codes and everything and just, you know, knowing the industry and knowing what needs to be done.
Permits need to be pulled. You got to do things the right way.
You do, yeah.
Never cut corners. And I know people want to save a buck. I've learned, do it right the first time and you won't have to worry about it.
And it's funny too. A thought came in my mind is that part of the reason that we're doing all this work in our lower level, you know, redoing it, I should say, is I think that, you know, in this past 16 years with Callen, it's kind of been instilled in me in terms of that, the quality craftsmanship and doing things the right way. And, you know, I mean, getting the permits, I mean, just kind of the integrity portion.
It's called
of things,
the Callen way.
It really is. Yeah. And so it's been ingrained in my head. And I'm thinking to myself, that's the only way that I want to do that. And so that's what we give to our clients.
It's human nature to want to spend less money. We look for the best value, and we should. That's normal. You should get a few estimates, I think. Wouldn't you agree, Christopher?
I would agree. Yeah, more so to educate yourself. You know, if you're getting estimates to find, you know, the best price, well, you might end up with the worst product or the worst installation. You might have gotten a good price initially.
Let's just take three companies, right? Let's make Callen one of them. The other company is A and the other company is B. Now you've got three companies, Callen, A, and B. All three are probably going to be for the same project, whatever it is, let's say four windows, probably different prices, right? Does that mean the lowest price though is the best way to go?
It isn't. You know, and I think that most people out there know that. They say that, but it becomes that when they're uneducated, when they're unsure about something, then they tend to go to the lowest common denominator, which is price. And so they think to themselves, well, maybe this is what I really need. You know, maybe they don't see the value in certain things, and then the price is what kind of dictates that. And unfortunately, they find themselves, you know, experiencing things they didn't think that they're going to get, or perhaps maybe that product or that installation really doesn't last as long as they expected, and now they're doing it over again.
You've been at Callen 16 years?
It's coming up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know.
That's good.
It is.
I mean, it feels good, doesn't it, to be at one? The average... The rule of thumb from business people that we do, our business show, Diane Chamness, they all say 7 years. 7 years used to be the average stay in your home, too. Do you know that's gone up the last 2 years during COVID?
It has,
We're staying in our homes longer. 7 is more like 12 right now.
Yeah, I think that the, things change out there. You know, the 7 years, 8 years, 10 years. Yeah, I think a lot of people now aren't moving around as much as they used to. And they are improving on their homes a lot more.
Maybe they're working out of their house.
Working out of their house, just location. Now they don't have to move.
Maybe I need an office. Maybe that office needs new windows. Maybe I want to remodel that kitchen or the lower level, like your house.
Or you need a new patio door.
Oh, Blarney. What does Blarney even mean? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's like a stone. There's a Blarney stone.
There's a Blarney stone that you touch, right? When you go.
You rub it and good luck.
That's one of my bucket list things, going to Ireland. I need to talk to Phil Callen, right? That's his homeland, right?
Yeah.
Callen? C-A-L-L-E-N, the Callen family. Yeah, brothers Tom and Phil started the company 36 years ago. The website, callcallen.com. We'll be right back to talk about that patio door sale. Through the end of March, it's windows and patio doors. It's a great opportunity. The Remodeling Show with Callen and Christopher Whitman. I'm Paul Kronforst on WISN. We'll be right back. The research team, WISN's Remodeling Show, went to the Google machine and looked up the Blarney Stone. The first thing that comes up is, kissing the Blarney Stone sanitary? Well, the short answer is no. Right, not during COVID, Spencer says. You're unlikely to come down with anything serious. Get this. The world's germiest tourist attraction is kissed by over 400,000 pairs of lips a year. It is far from clean and being sterile. That being said, nobody gives a rip, and they go to kiss the Blarney Stone. Christopher, yeah, they do it upside down.
Yeah.
You're looking at pictures, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures, and yeah, I mean, you have to have somebody. So you're holding on to these poles, and then you're laying down back. Yeah, I can't even explain that. So
it's
on
a
your
tradition
back.
To do it upside down.
Yeah.
So you're laying on your back, you're kissing it, and somebody's usually holding on to your your waist. There is an unfortunate story of somebody being held by their ankles, and they slipped and fell to their death. Right?
They weren't very lucky.
No, they weren't. They weren't lucky. Now, what is so special about the Blarney Stone? And why are we talking about this? Because St. Patrick's Day is coming up, you know? And there's a huge special called the Petit Odor Sale at Callan that we'll tell you about. But the Blarney Stone itself, the tradition of kissing it has been around forever, right? It gives a person the gift of eloquence and persuasiveness. The iconic stone is set in a wall of Blarney Castle, construction in 1446. Think of that remodeling. I mean, think of things. These castles that have been around for that long.
They were built to last.
I wonder what kind of windows they have. Marvin, maybe.
No windows in there, actually.
Probably none. Just all stone coming up to a frame. But yeah, it's at the castle. So anyway, we got off on the Blarney Stone. Interesting. I did not know about the upside down culture. I knew people kissed it or touched it. I wasn't sure of all those details. Let's talk about the sale itself. Now, I'm not going to get the install done by the end of March. It doesn't matter, Christopher. The sale runs through March. I just need to, I guess, sign on the dotted line.
Correct, yeah. So again, you know, running now through the end of March, it's going to be $250 per window. $750 off each patio door. And again, we are offering 12-month financing in addition to that promotion as well. So it's a great package altogether. Wow. You know, get it going right now. Again, we're about four to five months out. So, you know, we have been adding carpenter crews. You know, we've been hiring a lot of people. You know,
I mean, that's August, September-ish if I order now.
And that's pretty good. You know, I mean, get your vacations taken care of, you know, get everything, you know, kids will be out of school for a bit, you have fun, and then, you know, getting back into, you know, late summer, you get your windows and doors put in, and you're ready for the next winter.
That is a good point, that would be a good time to do it, too. It's probably not going to happen in summer, you're saying, because if I order in the month of March, it's the third month of the year, so you're looking at month 7 or 8, August, September. That works out very well. There's a dumpster in your yard. I mean, remodeling is remodeling. When you guys do the demo work, you guys do the demo work.
We do the demo work. We do the cleanup. You know, we do the disposal. I mean, our carpenter crew, and again, just a note that we have our own carpenters that perform the installations. You know, so if it's the windows and doors, again, you'll get, you know, a couple of our carpenters doing it. You know, when the, you know, kitchen and bathrooms. The majority of the workers there are our carpenters.
And your carpenters are good, by the way.
They're fantastic, Paul. I can't tell you, you know, how many times we get the great reviews and the great accolades and the testimonials.
Oh, what they did in my house. Again, we discovered that the header in our staircase loft was not up to code. They literally cut corners. We get it. With that header board, and one of your lead guys goes, we got to replace this. You know, it's going to add to the cost, but we have to. Do you want to do it? And it changed. Our loft used to squeak and stuff. And you can tell it's all new.
You know, earlier we were talking about some of the certifications I have, and that's good. You know, I mean, I have initials after my name. You know, it's not MD or PhD, but hey, I got MCR after my name.
Right, I'll take it.
What I'm getting to is that, you know, I still rely on my carpenters for, you know, help on things. You know, they're very knowledgeable. They're very in tune with everything, you know, and codes and proper installation methods and everything. You know, and again, this lower level remodel that we're doing, I'm really relying on our project managers and some carpenters to help me with this, just to ensure that I'm correct in what I'm doing. So, you know, you're going to get that service from us as well. You know, whether it's, you know, getting the infinity windows in, the patio doors, our entry doors, our storm doors, you're going to get that knowledgeable expertise information from us and ensure it's going to be done the correct way.
Take a look at the website. You'll see all sorts of windows and doors at callcallen.com. Call, C-A-L-L-E-N, callcallen.com. Or if you'd like to call Callen, 414-529-5509. Christopher Whitman back with the details on this fantastic month of March celebrating St. Patrick's Day with a patio door sale. Those details next on WISN. You don't have to kiss. No, see, I can't do it. I started the Irish accent and I screwed it up in three words. You do it.
You don't need to kiss the Brownie Stone to get luck with Callen Construction. Just
construction? You got to go up at the end. You did it so good. You're getting better as the show goes on. So
give me some of that green beer, and I'll think I sound really good.
Three pints of Guinness later, and you're like, you're Irish.
It's like karaoke. You think you're really good at karaoke,
and you suck.
Yeah,
we walked into a karaoke bar in Nashville. I can't do it. I can't sit there and watch them sing. They're no good. But they think they're good.
Well, maybe you had to have some of the beers, and then you'll think that they sound good, and then everybody sounds really good. And the reality is,
I've never been a fan of karaoke. Not doing it, not what, I just don't like it. Now, every now and then, somebody gets up there and just blows you away. You're like, they're a professional,
right?
They know what they're doing. Well, that's different. And that person usually is in a band playing somewhere anyway. Hey, let's wrap up this fantastic sale, the patio door sale. It runs through the month of March, not St. Patrick's Day, the 17th, but the entire month of March, Christopher.
All the way through, yeah, to the 31st. And, again, $250 off each window, $750 off each patio door, and we're offering free financing as well in addition to that promotion. So definitely give our office a call today. Get something set up. You know, if you want to ask for me, I'd be glad to help you out.
Are you working today?
I'm actually going to be meeting somebody at the showroom this morning. Yes, you know. So, but yeah, I actually we're out all during the week and everything. So, you know, again, if you'd like to meet with me and have me out to your home and talk about windows and doors and Blarney stones, we can definitely do that.
Upside down, must kiss it up. 400,000 pairs of lips a year. I wonder if they sanitize that every time. Hose it off, something. Nah.
I was going to say, it sounds like my 20s, but no, it's not.
I don't think they worry about that at all. Not when you're over there drinking beer. Do you like Guinness, Christopher?
I do. Yeah, I like Guinness. I like a lot of craft beers, actually.
Yeah, yep. So, yeah. Good stuff. Hey, two showrooms in town for Callen, Monday through Friday, at the Sednix Town Center, Brookfield and Capitol Drive, and Alton, Janesville Road. That's in Muskego. That showroom's open today. Call Callen.com or call Callen at 414-529-5509. Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. You too.
I know it's a ways away, but I won't see you till after that. And then I'll see you back on the show, Christopher.
Fantastic.
All right. Stay tuned. Bob Tarantino hosts the Redefined Realty Show. It's next on WISN, Milwaukee.